Has anyone ever given you the cold shoulder? Or have you ever given anyone else the cold shoulder? I suspect you have probably been both the giver and the receiver of the cold shoulder. But what is a cold shoulder? And where did this idiom come from? I think a lot of people may be surprised at the origins, and we'll talk about that this week on the podcast. I'm Paul Preston. From Venture English, this is Where Did That Come From? A podcast about the origins of English words, phrases, and idioms. And this idiom has been in the language for a very long time. Yet, we still use it today. To give the cold shoulder means to ignore someone or not pay attention to them. You might give a cold shoulder to someone who is bothering you. For example, you might give a cold shoulder to a persistent salesperson. Of course, you might get the cold shoulder from time to time, too. So where does it come from? I think most of us believe that it comes from the body language of turning your shoulder and turning your back on someone. This gives them the impression that you are ignoring them. But linguists think that it comes from a different origin. In medieval times, when the lord of the manor would have a large dinner party, various types of food and drink would be passed out to the guest through the course of the night. However, at the end of the night, when the host wanted the guest to go home, he or she would serve a cold shoulder of lamb, beef, or mutton. When the cold shoulder came out at the dinner party, the guests knew it was time to go home. So it turns out this idiom has nothing to do with your shoulder or turning your back on someone. Next time you give the cold shoulder, think about how that cold shoulder might taste if you were to eat it. That should certainly help you remember and use this common expression correctly. Thanks for listening to Where Did That Come from Venture English. If you are an English learner and you like this podcast, why not listen to our other podcast, 3-Minute English? You can also go to our Venture English YouTube channel and watch programs that focus on study tips, motivation, and practice. Finally, check out our webpage at ventureenglish.com, and you can even sign up there to become a member and take advantage of some of our English study resources or read the transcripts of this podcast and all of our podcasts. If you have a question for me to answer on Where Did That Come From, please leave a note on the podcast page. I'm Paul Preston, and this has been Where Did That Come From?